Welcome to Sexy Mom Abundant Life with best-selling author and coach Kathy Williams, a show to help you tap into the support of the universe and access the abundance that's available in every area of your life. Listen in for conversations and tools to create more ease, joy, and possibility with family, relationships, business, and living. Kathy's joyful perspective will help you tap into your own wisdom and create a life of presence and abundance your way. Listen live on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, or anytime on iTunes or at IOM FM.
Welcome, everyone, to Sexy Mom Abundant Life with me, Kathy Williams, and today with a guest. So before I bring her on and introduce her, I'm just going to talk a little bit about this show and the fact that you're welcome to call in, not this week, but most weeks, and we love to hear your ideas. So if you have ideas for radio shows, you can pop them in at meetkathywilliams.com. There's a radio. If you go to meetkathywilliams.com/radio, you'll find a spot where you can sign up for the newsletter, including updates on what shows are coming up and meditations from the show. And I know our guest today is going to do something special for us, and that can be one of those things we send you as well if you hop on over and sign up for the newsletter. And also on that site, you can submit your show ideas. So if there's someone you'd like to hear from, like as in a guest, or if you have ideas that you'd like to hear about, like, I really want to hit my kid, and I know I shouldn't, you know, what kind of suggestions do you have? Whatever it is, you can submit those over at meetkathywilliams.com. And sometimes I do a YouTube on shorter ones. Other ideas I'll do a full-on show about. So your ideas make this show a lot easier for me as well, because then I don't have to come up with ideas of my own, although I have plenty too. All right. So you, my guest today is a musician, a radio show host, a spokesperson for consciousness, and oh boy, do I know this, a lover of shenanigans. So I welcome to the show, Elfie Jo. Thank you for being here with me.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Kathy.
Yeah, we are pretty much across the globe, aren't we? You're in South China. Where in China are you?
This city is called Guangzhou, and the English name is Canton. So it's mainland China, about 200 kilometers from Hong Kong.
Okay, and is that like where Cantonese food comes from, or is that totally different, Canton? Like Canton is different from Cantonese.
That is exactly the one. So if you need any dim sum or Cantonese food advice, you know where to find me.
Oh, awesome. Okay. But you're not originally from China, Elfie Jo. Where are you from?
You mean this lifetime, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Let's keep it a little bit contained for the sake, because we only have 1 hour, right? So this lifetime, I was born in the Netherlands, actually.
Okay. Cool. So you know, I read in your bio, and I love to talk about this. You say that one of your strongest powers is transmuting heavy energies to light and expansive ones. So let's play with that a little bit. And
okay.
You know, I mentioned you're a lover of shenanigans, as am I, which means we like to have fun, and we're not afraid to have fun. And we met each other here on the island of Maui, where I live, in front of the ocean. So we were the ones out in the yards doing headstands and more handstands than head stands.
We were, and I think that palm tree was quite happy with us, I must say.
So tell me what you mean when you say, okay, one of my strongest powers is transmuting heavy energies to light ones. What do you do? What would you suggest other people do?
Let's take what I see as what can be a heavy dark energy is like extreme seriousness. So, you know, when you look at people's faces and there's no light shining from them, it's almost like the lights has been switched off or they're black because they're really stuck in like, this is the right way. I must do it this way. You know, when they're kind of becoming almost robots because there's no joy or human emotion allowed. What I then do is I don't go into complete agreement with them, because that is one of the problems with like heavier energies. Like they get heavier the more people agree on them. But the same actually goes for lighter energies. So I kind of like open up the door. I actually might directly talk to their bodies, because when you're feeling like dark and heavy, your body is really contracted and it's very uncomfortable. So sometimes I will just kind of like ping their body like, would you like to feel a little bit lighter and some more joy so you can actually achieve the things you're trying to achieve by being serious? Because I'm not saying being serious is wrong. It's just a different way of achieving your goals. So I'm kind of like, hey, what if we play our way through it? You'll probably be much happier. You feel much lighter and you'll probably accomplish what you want to in much less time. Because that's the way lightness works. It just, yeah.
Yeah, when we're not so serious and pushing our way through sludge, when we have a little lighter, more playful attitude, things seem to get done a lot faster.
Yeah, and it's really funny because, you know, I'm also on Facebook. So if people want to come find me there, it's like Musical Magic with Alfie Joe. And what I was noticing this week, there was this one meme about like, it takes like 400 attempts to create a neural pathway unless you do it in play, and then it's only 20 times. I'm like, see, science is finally catching up to me.
Oh, how interesting. Well, you know, isn't it fascinating? I was reflecting on this yesterday as I was facilitating an Access Bars class. We were talking about learning and you know, how people get serious, like, okay, I'm gonna get this right. And I said, and you don't do that when you're a little kid, right? When you're a really little kid,
nope.
You're just playing and exploring and, oh, how does this taste? Oh, it doesn't taste very good. Well, what else could I do with it? Stick it in my ear?
Yeah, note the sound, you know? Don't be fan.
Right? So we're learning so much during that phase. And then when it comes to age 6 or 7, people are like, okay, time to get serious. It's time to learn now, as though we weren't learning all that time before.
Exactly. I'm probably way more efficient, if I might say so.
I know, all those neural pathways developing through play. So another way that you tend to add lightness is with music. And I just thought, I would love to just have you play something, and it doesn't have to be now, but I'd love to talk a little bit about the way music can change our mood and transform the energy and you know, maybe not only work with mood, but also memory.
Yeah, that is super interesting. I think it might actually be a good idea to play a little bit, kind of like to send out that energy, and then we can talk about it so people actually know, like, when they can like have a feel of how I play, and then it will make much more sense, I think. So want me to play a tiny little bit?
Okay, oh, sure.
Okay. Here we go. what I basically did, I grabbed my flute and I played something. So, but you can feel like it's almost like we moved over a few dimensions just by using the energy of music. Because for me, music is a lot directer than language. And it's kind of funny because my mother tongue is actually Dutch. And I speak like 7 languages in total. But when I do music, wow, everything makes much more sense. And as a musician, you can hear me, I say like all the time, words are stupid. They're not actually stupid. What is stupid is all the stuff that we connect with words. Like when I speak Chinese and I call flute, it's like tangdi, it gives me a different feel than when I say flute in Dutch, which is fluit. And we're talking about the same thing, but already like from the language that I'm coming from, it is changing the energy of the thing. So then I'm like, why don't we just directly go to the energy of music, where there is not, of course, there's like cultural baggage attached to it as well, because you have like Western classical, Chinese classical, and like all over the world, they have their music styles. But like the energy is not funneled so much as when you try to put something into words. I hope that kind of makes sense. Does that make sense, Kathy?
Yeah, it really does. Yeah, I mean, I've always had fascination with language, because, you know, it's amazing that I could formulate an idea in my head and then try to transmit that through words, and then your interpretation mm-hmm. of those words is going to be different from my interpretation of those words. And then, so you take those yep. words and construct some kind of image in your head about the thing that I'm talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
It's all pretty wild that we can communicate at all.
Yeah, and I mean, also on. Like the miracle. Yeah, like I am not speaking my mother tongue to you now. I'm in China, you're in Maui, and we're still creating a show together. Like, if that is not awesome and magical and beyond words, then I don't know.
Yeah. Well, and it's amazing how this all came together, too. Just the timing worked out. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Goodness. So with what you just played for us, do I understand that you just created that off the top of your head? Like, that didn't exist until a few minutes ago?
Yes, you are correct.
Okay. And there was definitely an energy to it, like it would evoke a feeling in someone. And so I'm curious, like, I get the sense that a lot of people listening are like, oh my gosh, like she could just play that on the radio, right? She doesn't know all the people she's playing for, and she's never played it before in her life. It's not like you rehearsed that for 27 hours before being on the show and choosing to do that. So that, to me, would convey you have a lot of comfort level in your capacity to create. Is that true?
Yes and no. So it's interesting. I'll give the people a little bit more background on me. So I am actually a classical musician. I studied clarinet in Holland, and then I came to China and I played in a symphony orchestra, like a professional symphony orchestra, for 5 years on clarinet. And it is kind of like my need to speak a lot of different languages to express myself in different way has seeped through to my music, because, I mean, I love clarinet and I will most likely always love it, but it is like one language. So later on, I actually added on saxophone and flute and piano as well. So flute, I was never technically trained on it, because I know, Kathy, from you, like from your ballet days, like you really understand like what being trained and being drilled in something, what you love, can do to you. So at some point, like for clarinet, I was like, I had so much baggage on it, like, you must do it this way, right, and Mozart needs to play this way, and Beethoven needs to play that way, and Weber needs to be that way, and that is the right way, blah, 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 blah. So I actually started to lose my joy of music, and I was like, oh my God, Elf,
yeah.
You are starting to hate music. Something is really, 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 really off. So I put clarinet to the side for a bit, but I mean, I'm Elfie. I need to play instruments. So I was like, okay, what do I do? I was like, let's switch instruments. Just take off the baggage. Take all my classical training, because, of course, flute and clarinet and saxophone are all wind instruments. So I have a lot of transferable skills. But because, like, the training was not directly attached to it, I felt a lot freer. So now what I do with flute is I feel really free and not so limited, because my flute playing technically is nowhere near as perfect it is as on clarinet. But the freedom I get and the joy I can convey is still right there. So that is, like, super interesting for me to play with. So to kind of get to the point and answer your question, I'm coming around, people. There's a point to this. So I kind of had to learn to let go of that classically trained structure. Here is your score. This is the rehearsal. This is the concert, la-di-da-di-da, which all has its merits and can all be magical as well, to actually really follow the energy in the moment and just trust my artistic skills and the information that I get to actually translate that into music real time. And that for me was like a huge opening, like to go from this very contained classical container to just like, yeah, hi everybody, I'm just gonna like take a different instrument and improvise live on the radio now. That was a little bit of a learning curve for me, but I'm very glad that I did. So yeah.
Thank you. And when we get back, I'd love to hear how that translated to your life.
Okay.
So thanks. Okay. Thank you for being here, and thanks everyone for listening to Sexy Mom Abundant Life. We'll be right back in just a moment.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on Om Times Radio. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Dr. Kevin here, and I want to invite you every Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, to join me on the Dr. Kevin Show, where we have a diversity of guests who help you step outside the box, behind the curtain, and see what a load of crap is going on in the world today, so you have more information with which to make better decisions. We'll see you there. Namaste.
Would you like to have a life of more clarity and abundance? What's possible for you when you get out of your own way? Connect with Kathy Williams for private coaching or join her online to transform your relationship with abundance in every area of your life with the Radical Abundance Course. Kathy also travels, facilitating radical abundance and access consciousness bars and foundation around the world. She'll be in London, Hawaii, Hilton Head, and other fun locations soon. Visit www.meetkathywilliams.com for a class schedule, to connect with Kathy, or invite her to your region and get some free goodies.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look. Flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Sexy Mom Abundant Life, everyone. This is Kathy Williams, and I have a special guest today, Alfie Zhou, all the way from China. We're talking about creation, play, bringing lightness to where there's heaviness, and who knows where we'll go next.
I certainly don't.
Ever. Right. That's the fun of it, right? All of life becomes an adventure. So you were just telling us the story of being classically trained as a musician and then sort of having it become drudgery, which is what happened to me as a ballerina, you know, all that effort, all that having to get it right. And it just became a little bit stale. And to me, it became work. It went from being joyful and something that really fed me and into becoming work. And you talked about how you transformed, you know, through choosing a different instrument and starting to improvise. And, you know, for me, it was stopping ballet for, I completely stopped, never went to a ballet class again, but would go dance, you know, at parties or on the beach or, you know, in various ways that didn't involve all that classical getting it right. So what I'm curious about is how this choice to do a new instrument and then also, you know, to improvise and maybe, you know, go your own direction a little bit, impacted the rest of your life?
Oh, it's a huge, gigantic shift because, as you mentioned before the break, so I had a little time to think about it during the break. So this seriousness I picked as a heavy topic at the beginning of the show might have just been completely mine as well. So I really felt like I was on the hamster wheel. Like, I had no joy in my life. Everything was serious. And not only did music become work, like, I did music in a communist country with communist structure where everything is about control. So I guess I needed that little extra layer to really, like, get, like, the real Alfie out, so to say. So I really had to look at my life and everything I was doing to myself, because I kind of like bought into this, like everything needs to be perfect, like no joy, no fun, only perfection. And if you play a wrong note, you're a horrible, bad person and all of that. And like in the rest of my life and in my friendships, like I was like way too serious. And like people who are now just now meeting me or knew me, like even from 2 years before, they were like, what? Alfie, you were serious before? Like, how does that work? Because I was really not being me. I was being everything that was being told to me. And I was like, okay, I guess we're doing things this way in this dimension on this planet. So once I really started to let go of all of that, it was super uncomfortable. Like my old friends were like, what are you doing with a flute? You're a trained clarinet player. You can't switch instruments. That's stupid. And like the flute community, almost like of my old friends, they would be like, that's our instrument. You cannot touch that. Like, you know, that kind of energy. So needless to say, I don't really have a lot of people like from that time in my life anymore. Because most of them are still doing that system, you know, and it's totally cool. And I mean, like to each his own, but I was like, no, there's got to be more to life than this. So that opening up in one area, which was really, I'm going to use the word hard here, Kathy, you know, I don't like that word, but it was really hard and tough and all of that. And it was really shaky for, 1 year was super, super intense. And the year after it, it was kind of like mellowing out and I was becoming more and more me and the lightness of me and the cheekiness of me. And then it's like, oh, okay, ta-da, here's Alfie. Let's go have fun. So it's kind of like a rebirth of some kind.
Wow. Yeah. And so, you know, I mean, people go through rebirths in so many ways in their lives, whether that's a divorce or whether it's, you know, a career change or whatnot. And you were sort of in the same career, right? You're still in music, but a lot dropped away when you have the boldness to choose to play the flute. So, and I'm really curious, during that time, a lot of people dropped away. Did you have other people, or did you have support in your life? I mean, it seems like it could have, considering the circumstances, been kind of easy to fall back into the clarinet.
Yeah, and just to clarify, now I'm back to loving clarinet as well. I just needed to take the stuff off, so I still perform and play on clarinet as well. But for the support, yeah, I did have support also from people halfway around the globe. So I had a network of friends that were also like choosing to be more aware and to be more conscious. So yeah, that helped a lot. Like kind of like to pull me out of that black hole of seriousness and, oh, is this all there is? Like to pull me out of that. So that was really awesome. So the people will show up once you change your vibe or you change your intention. So that was really awesome.
Isn't that true? Yeah. People will show up. Yeah. So before we started the show, you gave a couple of ideas about, you know, things to talk about, including having fun on stage, which I think, considering the fact that most people would rather, you know, die than talk on stage, might be a useful thing to explore a little bit, right? Isn't I believe that public speaking is a greater fear more of the time than death. So how do we have fun on stage all
day? Yeah, so I would what I've really come to learn, and this might sound a little bit cheesy, like can we have like some violin playing in the background? It is, you really, really, really just have to love yourself. You have to love what you do. And once you go out there, it is like really like from this movie, like, this is me. Deal with it. Almost like that. So it is like whatever you do on stage, as long as you personally are happy with it, or you're carrying out your message or giving your presentation at work or performing a dance in whatever style or a concert or a recital or anything, as long as you can be true to you, it will not even matter what the people out there think or do. And the funny thing is, when you can get to that point, usually whatever you do, people will love it because they can pick up on the energy and that high vibe that you are doing something that you love. Like all of that fear just falls away. And when you go on stage, like when you say like, okay, I just had a choice. I had to choose between death and stage. So yes, I'm going to be on stage then. When you send out that vibe, that is actually when you draw in all of the judgments and are like, what's she doing on stage? Because you're being a completely different energy. So yeah, it really comes down to love yourself and love what you do.
You know, I love that. And again, I was brought to thinking about little kids and some of the funny videos we see maybe on social media where most of the little kids are doing what, quote, they're supposed to, and then one will just be rocking it out or with super enthusiasm or something, and that's all you want to watch, because they look like they're having so much fun. And it's like a lot of times we lose that because those mm-hmm. kids have no self-judgment when they're doing that. They're just having a blast. And we get into this place where we get self-conscious and, oh, no, you know, I'm up there and people are judging, instead of like, no, I'm up there. The audience is drawn to the person who is most into it, right? Having the most fun.
Yeah, exactly.
So what if you could be that person?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's almost like, it's not almost like, it's when you standing there judging yourself, you're just inviting the whole audience to judge you as well. If you're going to stand there like, oh yeah. Okay, I will not say the B word on radio, but like, it's just, it's like, woo, I'm over here having a great time. You are inviting them to be over there and have a great time with you.
Exactly.
In whatever art or performance.
And we sense that, you know, there's a vibe to it. And so in the foundation classes that I facilitate, I sometimes do an exercise, and it's all silent, and we do it two ways. So the first one is I have everyone silently judge me, right? And I put up walls and barriers and defenses, like, they shouldn't be judging me, and, you know, like, think to myself and try to block it or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Then in the second, and I don't tell them what I'm doing, okay? And then I say, okay, take a break. And then in the second experience, all right, judge me again. And so I invite everyone to judge me again silently. I don't want to hear it. And this, right? No, thank you. I don't want to hear it. But I totally drop any resistance to it and just recognize that any judgments they have are just stories. Any of the judgments they have are just simply a point of view. And we do that. And then I ask them about their experience. And it's pretty uniformly the same. Okay, and I've done this all over the world with people from Saudi Arabia and England, Ireland, U.S., Canada, you name it, Taiwan, okay? And uniformly, when you drop all resistance to judging, to receiving judgment, to having people judge you, it's much easier for them to judge you in positive ways, and much harder mm-hmm. for them to find anything negative to pin on you.
Yep. Yeah, isn't that awesome?
It's really fascinating. Yeah.
It is.
So what if we lived our lives like that?
Mm-hmm. I was actually thinking it kind of... Yeah.
Yeah, you were.
Well, we're doing cross globe communication. So sorry if Kathy and I sometimes talk at the same time because we have internet and stuff. But hey, magic that we are even talking. I was just gonna ask, how long do we have till break? Because it kind of feels like it would be fun to do a really like smooth meditation thing.
Yeah,
maybe now or after
3 minutes.
Break?
About 3 minutes until we go into the... Oh, cool. Let's do it.
Okay, here we go.
We'll... Yeah.
Yes.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going Om? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Would you like to have a life of more clarity and abundance? What's possible for you when you get out of your own way? Connect with Kathy Williams for private coaching or join her online to transform your relationship with abundance in every area of your life with the Radical Abundance Course. Kathy also travels, facilitating Radical Abundance and Access Consciousness Bars and Foundation around the world. She'll be in London, Hawaii, Hilton Head, and other fun locations soon. Visit www.meetkathywilliams.com for a class schedule to connect with Kathy or invite her to your region and get some free goodies.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone, to Sexy Mom Abundant Life. This is Kathy Williams, and I realized that I told everyone last week that we were going to have a show about receiving this week. So that will be coming. It's just that I was able to get Alfie Joe, and we coordinated just perfectly so that we could be here together this week. So, the show on receiving will come the last week of the month. And in fact, I'll have a 5-day class on enhancing your ability to receive joy, pleasure, money, fun. And you can find out more details on that class at meetkathywilliams.com/upcoming. And there will be a link for more information and to register. So, yeah, I just thought, oh, I told them this show was going to be on receiving, and it's not. Although we're going to receive a fun meditative musical interlude in just a moment. That's one of the fun things about being. Yes. Go ahead.
When the show came in, I was like, sexy mom, radio show. I'm like, excuse me, today it's the sexy mom's show. Hello.
True. And a playful attitude is always sexy. Right? Seriously.
Look at us, Kathy. Woohoo.
All right. So. What's going to come next, I wonder.
Oh, yes. I was really feeling a mellow, yummy-licious, I think you could call it an energy pull, but to relax into this essence of you, like just to kind of melt the judgments away. How does that sound?
I like it. That sounds really fun to me. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to talk and add some energies to that, or do you just want me to play? Like, what would be fun?
I'm happy to talk. Yeah. Let's co-create.
Okay. Here we go. Yeah. I got my flute out. So, one, two, three, go. Right.
I'll take it from you.
Mm-hmm.
there, simply vibration. Vibrations of energy. That your body is interpreting the sound. Sensation you're having physically, from the sensation of touch and temperature, moisture, whatever it may be, is also vibrating energy. Every desire you have is also vibrating energy. Asking your desires, what you'd like to create in your life, to vibrate closer to you. As you receive the sounds, soften into the vibration of sound and open to receive everything you've been asking for.
That's that yummy,
fun.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It was really funny because you were talking, and then it was just kind of like, it kind of like repeated the question in the music again a few times. That was really fun.
It's so fun to co-create. Yeah, and see what comes out.
Yeah. It's just that whole playing together thing, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, not only on the radio, but in life, where it's like, okay, whoever shows up, whatever experience shows up, whatever life brings to us, how can I play with that to create something that's greater rather than something that's lesser?
Mm-hmm. And I kind of like also felt like it's like a dance because I can't see you. I can just hear you. But then we're like also super connected and it's like, huh, she's doing this now. Let me try that. So it's really like also like this energetic dance and like how much can you dance with the energies in your life? And when you meet somebody on the street, like, you know, instead of like staring at your phone, keeping your head down and your shoulders like in your ears, like all the way up, right? Like, what if your energies can just have like a little dance and just bow to each other and have a nice day and off you go?
Yeah. Yeah, that, I mean, it's quite fascinating to me that you brought up the word dance because that was in my awareness too, where it is like everything. You're just responding to what shows up and then choosing, you know, choosing where to go.
Yeah. Yeah. How do I engage with this? Like, what move would be fun? Like, what if I swirl this way? What if I go that way? And of course, like we're both only like a little bit psychic. So that's why we're probably going on about dancing right now.
Oh, yeah. You know, I was doing my best to explain to a client earlier today. You know what? My guess is you're more aware than you think you are, and that some of those thoughts in your head, some of those feelings that don't feel so good, the heaviness, is not even yours. It's your awareness.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually have a musician friend who's been nominated for Grammys many, many times. And I was explaining that to him one day. And then we came to, it's not my circus. Those are not my monkeys. And I guess monkeys aren't really in a circus, maybe, but like, it's not mine to handle, right? It's not mine to have to figure out. It's, yeah. And when you learn that, when you start to use the tool, whether it's who does this belong to, which is an access consciousness tool, or just like, oh yeah, I am aware, so it's not all mine. Life becomes a whole lot easier.
And that is true for shizzle.
So, and when it comes to choice, right? We were dancing with each other. We were each choosing where we were going to go next. But it wasn't always like, okay, now I have to choose, right? It was kind of just being in the flow of life. And
exactly, yeah.
Yeah. So I think a lot of times when we feel like, no, I must choose, we're not recognizing that we're choosing constantly, yet sometimes it's just so obvious, like, okay, now it's time to brush my teeth. I'm choosing to do that, but it's, you know, I'm not making it a big deal.
Yeah, you're not making it serious.
Yes. Serious. So how else can we add some play or lightness to the things that sometimes we do make serious?
Well, one of the favorite things that I like to do is just to realize when you get super, super serious, you're most likely coming from your ego. Because, you know, your ego loves making things complicated and hard, and it loves making every single thing on this planet about you. So once you go down that rabbit hole and you start like, I'm most likely coming from my ego right now. So what if I come from my essence? And you try to make that shift back to the more loving side, then you will find the flow is much easier. And like one of my favorite tricks is noticing like when I'm coming from ego too much or sliding down there. It is realizing when your inner self-talk is getting like really harsh and loud, then you know, okay, that's your ego. And if you can shift that to more mellow, soft and lighter and more loving, you know you're actually coming from your essence. And from that place, like all the choice and the flow is just much easier because you're, literally in flow with life instead of your ego trying to make you believe that you're like all by yourself, because that's just not true.
When you're with Elfie, she will break into song at any moment.
Yes, be warned.
Thank you. Yeah, it is. It's so true. When we're pushing, when we're forcing, it's so funny what we choose to allow the universe to carry and then what we think we have to carry. So, you know, for example, parking spots, a lot of people are like, oh, yeah, of course. I ask for a parking spot and one shows up. But then when it comes to, like, money, no, now I have to carry it and figure it out and be the person who works for it. And instead of, like, wait, if it works for parking spots, what if I would allow that same sort of ask and receive and follow the breadcrumbs of awareness as to where to turn? What if I could allow that to show up for money or for a partner or for, what ideas, right? I have an idea and I'd like it to come to form. I need other people to be engaged or whatever it is. Like when we start to think like, no, it's on me, all of a sudden we've gone to ego instead of essence.
And I love that you say, that the breadcrumbs, because that is exactly that softness and that gentleness. Like, your essence doesn't scream because your essence is already completely chilled and aligned and everything. So it is the breadcrumbs and the nudges that you can learn to trust, actually, because just because your ego is loud doesn't mean it's right. So, yeah.
That's a great quote. Just because your ego is loud doesn't mean it's right. Love that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, our essence, who we are naturally, has such a sense of curiosity and that didn't work. It's not a big deal. It's not like, well, I'm a loser and I'm a failure. No,
I'm a loser, baby, so why don't you kill me?
Rather, it's like a little child. Okay, I just got information that way of doing it does not work. Let's explore anyway.
Exactly.
So we have a couple of minutes left in the show, and I'd love to, if you would, have you share where people can find you when you're not on the radio with me.
So, when I'm not on the radio with Kathy, some of the time I'm on radio by myself or also with my guest. Kathy has actually been a guest on my show as well, so that might be fun to post the link with this show. Own radio show, you already forgot, huh?
No, I remember being on the show quite fondly.
Yeah, sorry, Kathy, we're on public radio, we must be more serious.
I forgot, you're supposed to be serious. Yeah, okay.
Oops.
That way we can teach people
My own show is called Musical Magic with Elsie Jo. That can be found on the Inspired Choices Network. And I also have my own website, which is at www.elfyjo.com. So that's ELFYJO. And I actually teach online. I teach clarinet, flute, piano, and saxophone online. I teach actually in English, Dutch, and Chinese. So as you can tell, lessons will be very serious and heavy. So if that interests you, you can go to my website and find the contact information. So in person, if you happen to be in China, or online anywhere else in the world. And come play, come create, and that is what I'm all about. And so if you need a music teacher that does things differently, I could quite possibly be your girl. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Yes, and so you teach in three languages, and you speak, did you say, four others?
In total, I speak seven. But there's a few that are not fluent, so my French is not currently very fluid. See the fluidity of the energies. Fluid instead of fluent. And I speak German as well, but it's also I would like to have to brush it up a little bit first before I could actually teach in it. So, yeah.
Wow. Okay, cool. So is there anything else you would like to leave our audience with today, whether that's verbal or acoustical in another way?
Ooh, let's do the acoustical other way. What an excellent plan. So I just play until the end music comes in. Is that how that works?
That sounds great. Then before you do, thanks for listening to, I was about to say Imperfect Brilliance, which was my old show. Life, everyone. And you can always reach out at meetkathywithak.com.
There we go. Right, bye, everybody. Thanks for joining.
For being here. you could play with this music.
Or just me.